Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Another week of extreme weather across the country. Blisteringly hot temperatures expected in the eastern half of the country today. Showers and thunderstorms causing more than 1,000 flight cancellations on Sunday. Trade deal reached with the EU, 15% tariffs on all European goods coming into the United States. As photos of emaciated children circulate around the globe, Israel is now allowing more aid into Gaza. ABC's Jordana Miller is in Jerusalem.
It has always been a political decision to limit aid into the Gaza Strip to look like Israel's not helping the enemy, if you will. But the Israeli army, various levels, has fought this, right? They don't want the image that they are intentionally starving Gazans.
A man who is accused of walking into a Walmart in Traverse City, Michigan, and randomly stabbing 11 people will face terrorism and attempted murder charges today. The 11 victims are all expected to survive. This is ABC News. In California, two unions have reportedly reached a tentative deal with a major grocery chain. Here's ABC's Stephanie Sierra.
An 11th-hour deal has been reached between union workers and Albertsons companies. It means thousands of Safeway workers will stay on the job. Leaders with the United Food and Commercial Workers Union say they negotiated a tentative agreement with Albertsons, which owns Safeway. And they say the deal will include economic security, health care, and pension improvements for the 25,000 workers here in California.
Concession workers at Fenway Park in Boston are still on strike, though. They're trying to get better pay and benefits and a guarantee by their company, Aramark, to stop using AI instead of humans to do certain jobs. T, the popular dating advice app that allows women to report on men they've encountered on apps like Tinder and Bumble and share red flags. Now it's working to secure its system after hackers gained access to 72,000 photos on the sites. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Do you ever stare at the mountains of photos that represent your family's cherished events and wish that they were organized? Maybe you have photos in drawers and boxes that you'd like to preserve in a scrapbook. At the Creative Outlet, we have ideas for any budget that can help you with that. Scrapbooking is an awesome way to preserve those photos and memories so that they can be shared for generations to come. The Creative Outlet is located on Court Street and is open from 9 to 5, Monday through Saturday, and we are here to help.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Saxonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Forecast details and things to celebrate today coming up as well in just a little bit during our morning get-together. It's 68 degrees at 5 minutes after 7 here in Richland Center. Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008. We named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Summer's here, and we've got the deal to match. Right now at Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, take 10% off all outdoor furniture sets. And when you purchase one, get a free full-size bottle from English Prairie Distilling Company. Buy a set, get a certificate, and redeem it at the distillery for a full-size bottle of locally crafted bourbon, gin, rye, or shine. That's comfort savings and local flavor all in one stop. Hurry in. Offer ends at August 16th, 2025, downtown Richland Center. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
The WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a home with less than 20% down is possible.
Today, a high of 93 with some sun developing. It looks like muggy conditions will persist with heat indices that could rise up to that heat advisory level again. Upper 90s to 105 degree feel like readings. For 70 tonight, maybe some stronger thunderstorms later at night. Tuesday, 86. Showers possible early, then partly sunny and not as hot. Wednesday, mostly cloudy, a 30% chance of light rain and a high of 78. Right now, WRCO Studios, after a low of 66 on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer, it reads 68. We did pick up 1/100th of an inch of rain very early this morning. Time to look in the mirror and do a little primping now. Yes, get ready for the day. This is Diamond Rio.
Table, she didn't leave a chair. But she knew what she was doing when she let you hang there.
And Shay at WRCO, and things are always going to be some things. Well, a few things to celebrate, and really some pretty cool stuff. National Soccer Day today, World Nature Conservation Day, it's World Hepatitis Day, it's National Water Park Day. Woohoo! I haven't been to a water park for a while. I always enjoyed them, taking the kids and that kind of thing, especially going on a rainy day when the lines weren't too bad. But otherwise, sometimes it gets to be a little bit much with lots of people. Nonetheless, National Water Park Day, celebrate accordingly. And some things to sink your teeth into today. It's National Milk Chocolate Day, and it's National Hamburger Day. Observed twice. It's observed December 21st, which is kind of interesting. I don't think of hamburgers so much right around the holiday time, but also observed today, July 28th. So good day to Throw one on the grill and celebrate today. 68 at WRCO Studios. This is Alan Jackson on FM 100.9.
If you want to drive a big limousine, I'll buy the longest one you've ever seen. I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the waters in the seas. I'm a fool, fool, fool for you. If you want to own a great big mansion, well, I'll give it my utmost attention. I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the waters in the seas. I'm a fool, fool, fool for you. Well, I'm a fool, fool for you. Take a while, but I'll prove it's true. Well, if it's loving you want, well, I've got it. If it's money you want, then I'll get it. I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the waters and the seas. I'm a fool, fool, fool for you. Wow, but I'll prove it's true. Well, if it's loving you want, then I've got it. If it's money you want, well, I'll get it. I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the waters in the seas. I'm a fool, fool, fool for you.
Never fear, Hank Bray is near, and Chet's chuckle as well, on a Monday morning from WRCO.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating is committed to excellence with a goal of 100% customer satisfaction. We offer a full range of plumbing services, from water heaters and septics to kitchen and bathroom fixtures, along with leaks and repairs. Bathroom remodels are our specialty, no matter the size. When heating and cooling failures need urgent attention, our experienced troubleshooters will diagnose and find the most reliable, lowest cost solution. Call 647-6345 or visit WirtzPlumbingAndHeating.com. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, Richland Center.
Wilkinson Auctions' huge summer auction is Thursday, August 7th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. This auction features a huge load of construction equipment, farm equipment, trucks, trailers, and some smaller hand tools and support equipment. We're taking consignments until Monday, August 4th, so get your equipment to Muscadet today. This is a live auction with online bidding available. Wilkinson Auctions' huge summer auction, Thursday, August 7th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. More info at wilkinsonauctions.com.
At Cardinal Glass CG, they believe a great job should come with great benefits. That's why they offer competitive wages, a 401k with monthly profit sharing, and career growth opportunities. Work in a clean, climate-controlled environment with both 8 and 12-hour shifts available. Night and weekend shifts even come with premium pay. If you're ready to start a career where hard work pays off, visit 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green. To apply in person, Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, or call 608-588-9831 today.
We've all had that gut-wrenching feeling. You purchase something, then the price drops. That's why at WCCU Credit Union, we offer you a second chance to refinance. Rates on consumer loans have been dropping. If you bought a car, truck, boat, UTV, or camper within the last few years, bring it over to WCCU and let us refinance it. WCCU is offering gas cards up to $300 when you bring your loan to us. For more details, visit us today at wccu.coop or contact any of our WCCU offices. Gas card promotion does not apply to existing WCCU loans and is good through July 31st, 2025. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Republicans are already talking about fixes that may have to be made to their not-so-beautiful bill. This bill was rushed through Congress so quickly, no one voting for it knew all of what was in it. Now that details are coming out, those who voted for it are starting to feel a little queasy, and they should. So start asking yourself, what exactly will my tax cut be? Who may be losing access to Medicare, which is called Badger Care in Wisconsin? Who will be losing access to the Supplemental Nutrition Program, or SNAP? And who will go hungry as a result? The answers may bother you a lot. So don't stop contacting your representatives. Let them know what you see in this bill. And if it doesn't match your values, let them know. Wisconsinites believe in taking care of one another. So should our political representatives. This message is brought to you by Economic Equity Now.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you get coverage options based on how much you want to pay for car insurance. And then you decide how to spend the rest of your money, because you're in charge. And right now, you're going to pay for groceries. But you decide what groceries. Just keep in mind you're running out of dishwashing soap. But you decide if you're going to buy that soap. It's just those dishes won't clean themselves, will they? Remember, with Progressive's Name Your Price tool, we'll help you find coverage at a fair price. And then, you're in charge. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
July is UV Awareness Month, and the Richland Hospital and Clinics wants you to learn before you burn. Did you know 1 in 5 Americans will develop skin cancer by age 70? UV exposure is the most preventable risk factor. Wear your sunscreen and reapply it every 30 minutes, especially to children. Create a barrier with protective clothing and hats. If you spot anything suspicious on your skin, connect with your provider for an evaluation. Stay sun safe until the sunset.
It's time right now for the Roundup from WRCO-FM 100.9, proudly sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and by Syme Funeral Home. Join Phil and Hank for Chet's Chuckle. They may not solve the world's problems, but they'll definitely make you laugh.
It's time for the Roundup.
Cut them out! Ride them in! Cut them out!
Ride them in rawhide!
Hey! Good morning, Philip. I've seen you somewhere before, Hank. What's going on there, brother? Yeah, he's looks like he's...
Trying to cough something up this morning.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
You
want
to see it or
no? Careful.
Yeah, yeah. How was your weekend, buddy?
Pretty good.
It was
a couple
warm.
Of home talent games.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Yesterday was a little warm.
Did you get your yard mowed?
My son mowed it.
Did he really?
Yeah, absolutely.
He's such a good kid.
He's
got to get that from his mom.
Yeah, he does. I don't want to have a setback and fall off the mower or something. And
yeah, we don't want
injure myself.
We don't want to do that. I mean, if people didn't listen earlier, I mean, everybody needs to applaud you for having a. Getting your own sock on, buddy.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah.
Quite a crowd outside.
Calm down, people. Calm down. Boy, yep. I tell you what, they're everywhere, aren't they?
Yeah. Now, it wasn't easy.
No, I mean, but
it involved putting the foot up on the table and just kind of.
But here's the thing, though. It's a success.
Right.
And you're getting better.
Successes.
So you're starting to move it better. And
yeah.
Good for you.
My name is Phil Nee. I can put my sock on by myself.
I still have Velcro shoes, though.
I do. I have slip-ons.
Yep. Do you?
Mm-hmm.
But you have nice shoes. They're
Thank
really
you.
Nice shoes. So.
Yeah, I had to pay up a little bit on those babies.
Yeah.
I think it was $9.99 or something like that.
Really?
So,
it's a tough life you have.
I tell people we ordered shoes for the team back in about '79 or something.
We did it in '99.
And we got a big deal on them. And I want to say there were like $12.99 or something like that.
Yep.
And when I took my own kids. To get shoes, like, what the?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And now it's even more what the?
If you look at the shoe prices, it's crazy.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, people are paying $400 or $500 for a pair of shoes.
Jeepers, man.
It takes me
2 months to make that much.
Well, it takes me about 3, so I guess we're on the same page.
Yeah. Then.
So anyway, did you have any luck finding any jokes today?
No, not really.
Really?
No.
You're here.
Huh?
What would have been funny if we could all saw that video you putting your sock on?
I did it early enough.
I mean,
I guess the surveillance camera might have caught it.
That'd be, oh, you stayed here again last night, huh?
Yeah.
No wonder there's been John Denver all day.
Yes, yes. Oh, we talked about you at Arena yesterday. That's what it was for Home Talent.
Yeah, so. What did they say?
Oh, not then. Everybody was just grateful that you weren't there.
Yeah, so Glenn Schulte was there.
Yeah, right? he was the lead guy.
So I worked with him on Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, you got to know each other pretty well.
Well, he's definitely a character, along with Tim. And those guys are not right in the head.
No, what do you do?
But I don't know.
You got to be like that to be an umpire, I think.
Yeah, right? But, you know, Glenn's one of these guys that passes his stuff off, though. He works really hard. He's nothing but a lab rat.
Really?
Yeah, just works inside of a lab, doesn't care.
Really?
Yeah, he doesn't care.
Did not know that.
Yeah, well, I didn't either. He says it's a lie.
He spoke highly of you, though.
Oh, I'm sure he did. What?
No, they did a good job. It was a long game.
It was. And mine was long, too.
Long. We didn't start till 1:15, so I had to do a lot of ad-libbing. Both teams are a little tardy. I think the Heat had a little bit to do with it. Teams were a little bit slow to get motivated moving yesterday.
Yeah, ours started like right at, I think it was like 12:59 or something.
Really?
So, yeah, we're 5-4, I think it was.
Yeah, you had a quick game.
Yeah.
Yeah, your game was done, and we were only in the 7th inning, I think, at that time.
Yeah, you know, and again, let's look at the umpire behind the plate, Glenn Schulte and Henry Bright. So.
No. I bet you there were 40 3-2 pitches, foul off. You know, it takes a long time.
It does. It takes a long time. Or, you know, a lot of what I've seen on Friday and Saturday is a lot of 3-0 counts. Then the pitcher comes back.
Works back.
3-2.
Yep.
And then you foul off a couple. And then there's an error on the infield. And then it's just, that was 13 and under. So.
Yeah, that's a little different.
Yeah, so, but good baseball.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway.
Well, our Walk with Grace auction starts today.
It is. So I'm excited about that.
Hope folks will, if nothing else, listen in. Maybe something will inspire you.
I've got $12 going somewhere, Phil.
$12. Wow. I mean, so if you can match Henry Bray's $12, we can get started here.
I'm just saying, that's a month's pay for me.
Right.
Hey, did you hear about Lime Ridge?
About Lime Ridge?
Yeah, you know, the town of Lime Ridge.
I know about them, sure.
Yeah, did you know they changed their name to Lime, or to Ridge?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, they had a CLR spillover, so they got rid of all their lime, so now they're just...
Oh, is that right? Oh, no, I didn't hear that, no. And we're underway.
Yeah.
Chet's Chuckle, sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. You know, I went to a psychic, and I knocked on the front door, and she yelled, "Who is it?" So I left.
I would too. Yeah, she didn't know who it is. That's not a good start.
Oh well.
Well, hillbilly job interview. Yep. Cletus walks into a job interview wearing muddy boots and carrying a fishing pole.
Hmm.
Yeah. Manager says, "Do you have any experience?" Cletus goes, "Sir, I've been avoiding work successfully for 30 years. That takes real skill."
Yeah.
The manager says, "You're hired. Welcome to the U.S. government."
Oh, yeah. Hankaroo. Yes, yeah. I tell you, that's bad.
Hillbilly marriage tip, Philip.
Really?
Yeah. Earl says, "The key to happy marriage is never going to bed mad." And that's probably true.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. His wife, Darlene, adds, "Yeah, that's why Earl's been awake for 6 years.
Just stay mad.
Just stay mad.
Did you hear about over the weekend that someone slapped Dwayne Johnson's derriere?
No.
Well, I guess they hit rock bottom. That's what I heard.
Oh, my God. Where do you come from?
We'll be back after these words.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
I don't know who needs to know this today, Phil, but today is July is Mental Health Awareness Month. And if you ever feel like nobody cares about you, Yeah, I've been feeling that way the last couple months. Yeah.
Too bad.
Yeah, just miss a couple payments, they'll start calling you.
Yeah, they will. It won't take long.
Yeah.
Do they call anymore, though? I think it's probably messages.
Oh, they call you.
Other ways.
But you know, I have 2,600 numbers blocked in my phone.
Really?
It's crazy. It keeps a count for me. That's just nuts.
Wow.
And that goes back to the political season as well.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Huh. I mean, if I wouldn't get spam calls, I would never get any calls.
Yeah,
you know?
That's for sure.
Makes me feel special.
Well, you're definitely special, Phil.
I am. Thank you very much.
I mean, you got your sock on today.
Yeah. Well, June accused me of being immature.
Oh, my gosh.
And I told her, get out of my fort.
Yes.
I tell you.
You're going to have to play some really good John Denver songs today.
Yeah, I will.
Why is dark spelled with a K and not a C, Phil?
I don't know.
Because you can't see in the dark.
Oh, yeah.
That's
sixth grade comedy.
Yeah, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
A truckload of Vicks. Did you hear about the accident in Madison?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, a truckload of Vicks vapor rub overturned on the highway in Madison over the weekend. I think it was Saturday night. Amazingly, there was no congestion for over 8 hours.
That's a pretty good one there.
Yeah.
That's good, though. Yeah. Nobody was stuffed up.
No congestion at all. No. That's pretty impressive.
Wow.
Yeah. Judge to litigant says, you say this fellow drove through your fence, knocked down your mailbox, smashed your plastic lawn flamingos, bounced off your porch, and ran into the pickup truck in your yard. The guy says, that's right, Your Honor. The judge goes, are you suing for damages? He goes, shoot, no, I got enough damages. I'm suing for repairs.
Oh,
sure do miss my dad.
Boo. Was that your kicker?
No.
Oh, okay.
Do you have a kicker today?
Well, not really, but kind of sad.
Oh.
Yeah. June and I were talking about some heavy things over the weekend, and I told her, I said that I wanted to be cremated.
Oh, really?
So she made an appointment for Tuesday.
Tough crowd.
Hey? Tough crowd.
I wish more people would give me the silent treatment, Phil.
Yeah?
You know that?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that'd be nice.
Yeah. You give me the silent treatment sometimes.
Not very often.
Mistakes are proof that you're trying.
Mm-hmm.
And incompetent.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Here's your kicker.
All right, brace yourself.
Yep, here we go. Carl and Ab were two old baseball fanatics.
Hmm.
They agree on that whoever dies first will try to come back and tell them that the other one, there is baseball in heaven, which is nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
One evening, Abe passes away in his sleep. A few nights later, Carl hears what sounds like Abe's voice. Abe, is that you? He asks. Of course it's me, Abe replies. I can't believe it, Carl whispers. So tell me, is there baseball in heaven? Well, I have good news and bad news, Abe says. The good news is, yes, there is baseball in heaven. Well, what's the bad news? You're scheduled to pitch tomorrow night.
Yeah. Thank you. Chet's Chuckle, sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Have a great day.
Hey, be kind, buddy.
You betcha.
Since 1892, Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown has been compassionately caring for generations of local families. With recent renovations to their facility, they're proud to carry on the legacy of the Syme family, offering a wide range of full-service options including traditional funerals, cremation services with custom celebrations of life, and green burials. They are honored to walk alongside you in your time of need. They also offer complimentary planning services for those who wish to plan their service in advance. They invite you to call them at 629-5651 to learn how they can customize services to honor your unique life. Syme Funeral Home and Crematory, proudly serving Reedstown and the surrounding area since 1892.
Looking for a place where independence meets support? Welcome to Schmidt Woodland Hills, a residential care apartment complex serving the community for over 60 years. Enjoy spacious private apartments, personalized care, and a warm, welcoming environment designed for active living and peace of mind. With delicious meals, social events, fitness programs, and on-site support, they help you live life to the fullest. Call 604-8931 today to schedule a tour. Celebrating 60 years of Christian care, compassion, and community.
When it comes to insurance, cutting costs can mean cutting corners. At Julie Karen State Farm, we offer affordable plans without compromising on protection and service you deserve. Don't settle for cheap. Get coverage that truly has your back right here at Julie Karen State Farm in downtown Richland Center. Having a local agent isn't just about getting a good deal. It's about having someone who knows you, your needs, and your community. With Julie Karen State Farm, we are your neighbors invested in the place we all call home.
735, 69 degrees at WRCO Radio. This day in history, July 28th, World War I began as Austria and Hungary declared war on Serbia. That was making news this day. President Johnson announced he was increasing the number of American troops in South Vietnam in 1965. 1984, the Los Angeles Summer Olympics officially opened. 14 Eastern Bloc countries led by the Soviet Union boycotted the Games. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
From infants to men size 19, The Shoebox has shoes for the whole family in the latest styles and fashions. Boots by Columbia, Wolverine, Cat, High Tech, Skechers, Bear Paw, and more. Even football, basketball, baseball, and track cleats. Visit The Shoebox, a local Wisconsin company, and it's a win-win for you and the community. Shop elsewhere, and your money says goodbye. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth, where you receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday wishes going out today to Steve Harlan from Nancy. Also, greetings to Rob Wanless from your parents. We love you so much. Happy birthday to Dad Lawrence Durst from Laurie and the Guys. Happy 80th from L.A. Paul, Laurie, Gerhardt, Sue, Loretta, Ann, and Norbert as well. And other members of the fan club, John and Jeff and Emmett and Charlotte, all say happy birthday. And happy birthday to great-grandpa Lawrence from all the in-laws, outlaws, and company. Happy birthday, number 80, as well to my third oldest older brother from favorite sister and Butch. And from the entire clan, have a great day, Lawrence. Also from Anita and Dave. Happy birthday wishes to Kylie Klingeman from Mom and Dad. The Bloom City Town Crier salutes Julie Lewis. And happy anniversary to Dave and Marge Brock. Celebrating a birthday today, anniversary, I should say. Happy birthday to Jamie Coppy from Bill and Rita. Happy wishes to Miranda Sharok from Schmidtwoman Hills, residents and staff. To Ellen Lewis from Butch and Mags. Happy birthday, Peg Durkin from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club. Happy anniversary to Dave and Marge Brock and Jacob Storr and Victor Eagle from your friends at Richland Center United Methodist Church. Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions with happy birthday wishes to Stella McKenna, Keen Warren, Ashley Gebhart. Happy anniversary, Jesse and Ryan Kinney. And happy anniversary, Casey and Taylor Michick. Happy 41st to my husband, my hero, Jim Wheelock, from his much better half, Tammy. And from the RC Lions, happy birthday to Lawrence Durst, Caitlin Keller, Ellen Mary Haley, and happy anniversary again to David and Marge Brock, to Dave and Jamie Fogel, and Daniel and Alexis Eberhardt.
Did you just hear your loved one's name on the birthday and anniversary list? Or maybe it was your name on that list and you want to spoil yourself today. This is Jamie at J.G. Walsh Jewelers, and I'm in the business of making birthdays and anniversaries just a little bit better. Besides our regular inventory of awesome and up-to-date jewelry and gifts that we're known for, don't forget our really cool collection of state jewelry for sale. Whether you want an antique piece that might be a Victorian or Art Deco, or you'd like mid-century groovy jewelry. Maybe you just like modern jewelry that's pre-owned. Hundreds of pieces that we have either restored, repolished, or repurposed for your unique taste. And if you have old jewelry you don't want, we buy jewelry every day. Gold tested with X-ray and cash paid. J.G. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
At Clary Memorial Funeral Home, every detail is handled with compassion and integrity. I'm Nicole Widener Ford, a licensed funeral director. Josh Clary and I share commitment to honoring every life with meaningful commemoration. Clary Memorial offers a variety of personalized service options to fit your needs and budget. With spacious facilities and a dedicated professional staff, in your time of need, trust Clary Memorial Funeral Home to guide you through. Call today for compassionate care.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Hey, Truck and Tractor Pole fans, the Southwest Wisconsin Pullers hope that you can join us this summer at one of our Truck and Tractor Pole events. Thank you to these 2025 season sponsors, including Dan's Diesel Performance, O'Reilly Auto Parts, Augelli Concrete, Cardinal CG, Chasson Smoke, Julie Karen State Farm Agent, Slama Equipment, the Phoenix Center, Wisconsin River Welding, and the Lonesome Dove. Visit southwestwipullers.com to find a truck and tractor pole near you.
Joanne has the news coming up from WRCO Radio. First of all, one for all of our special couples. A number of nice anniversaries today. This is Tracy Byrd.
It was no accident. Me finding you, someone had a hand in it long before we ever knew. Now I just can't believe you're in my heaven smiling down on me as I look at you tonight. I tip my hand to the keeper of the stars. He sure knew what he was doing.
me finding you. Someone had a hand in it long before we ever knew.
This is Phil Nee, hoping you have a wonderful Monday. Stay with us for some great tunes throughout the day and the Walk with Grace auction coming up starting at 10 this morning. Joanne has more about that coming up in our news.
Summer's here, and we've got the deal to match. Right now at Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, take 10% off all outdoor furniture sets. And when you purchase one, get a free full-size bottle from English Prairie Distilling Company. Buy a set, get a certificate, and redeem it at the distillery for a full-size bottle of locally crafted bourbon, gin, rye, or shine. That's comfort, savings, and local flavor all in one stop. Hurry in. Offer ends at August 16th, 2025, downtown Richland Center. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture.
Good morning. It is a sunny 71 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO News is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, Capital Wealth Advisory Group, and the Philback family of dealerships. A heat advisory is in effect from noon to 8 today, with heat indices reaching the upper 90s to 105 degrees. Showers possible early this morning, otherwise sun developing by midday, turning hot and humid with a high of 93. Tonight, muggy with showers and storms likely after midnight. Some could be strong with a low of 70. We did receive some precipitation earlier this morning, 1/100th of an inch, and after a low of 66, we're up to 71 degrees.
Mark Philback here from the Philback Family Dealerships. At Philback's, our team always has your back. We treat our customers like family, and family shouldn't have to put in extra work to drive home in the vehicle you deserve. That's why we make the car buying experience as easy as possible by working with you every step of the way until we reach a deal that works for you. At any of our Philback locations in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, Prairie du Chien, or online at philback.com. Keep it in the family with Philback's, and remember, we've always got your back.
Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. UW-Madison Extension is winding down its FoodWise programming amid federal funding cuts. That follows passage of President Donald Trump's Big Beautiful Bill, which eliminated funding for the National Education and Obesity Prevention Grant Program. FoodWise is one of Wisconsin's six SNAP Ed implementing programs. It works with local organizations like schools and food pantries to provide nutrition education to those with limited incomes. UW-Madison Extension said the FoodWise program reaches over 133,000 people, and some employees will be laid off because of the ending of the program. The funding cuts go into effect on September 30th. A bill to create a task force to prevent violence against Black women was reintroduced at the Capitol Friday. Sheena Scarborough, the mother of Shade Robinson, demanded lawmakers do their jobs and protect women. Robinson was murdered and dismembered in April of 2024, and her killer is set to be sentenced this week. Madison Democratic Representative Sheila Stubbs and Wausau Republican Representative Pat Snyder want to create a 17-person task force to research and collect data to find the best way to protect Black women. The bipartisan measure passed the state assembly last session, but was blocked in the state Senate by a Republican who's no longer in the legislature. Scenic Bluffs Community Health Centers and Reedsburg Area Medical Center have announced a new partnership dedicated to increasing access to affordable, high-quality dental care in Reedsburg and surrounding communities. Through the support of Don and Barbara Kerrig and RAMC, renovations are now underway on a dental clinic that will be operated by Scenic Bluffs, slated for opening this fall. The new dental clinic will be located in RAMC's Professional Services Building, the former Physicians Group Clinic in Reedsburg. This effort reflects both organizations' commitment to eliminating barriers to oral health care and strengthening the region's access to essential services. Scenic Bluffs Reedsburg Dental Clinic will provide preventative and restorative services, including cleanings, exams, fillings, extractions, and more. Same-day appointments will be available on a limited basis to support patients experiencing dental pain. The clinic will be open Monday through Friday, providing comprehensive dental care to individuals and families of all ages. Scenic Bluffs accepts most private insurance plans, Wisconsin Medicaid, Medicare, and serves patients without insurance. Scenic Bluffs also offers a sliding fee discount program called the Healthy Neighbor Plan, which adjusts fees based on income and household size for those who qualify. While home prices remain high, there are some positive trends for potential home buyers in recent months. Jimmy Kuska reports.
The state's housing market saw some positive signs in its June home sales report, which showed year-over-year sales up 8.1% and a slowing in the rise of median home prices. For over 4 years, the average cost of a home year-over-year rose 5%. For three of the last 4 months, that figure has stayed under 5%. The Wisconsin Realtors Association said that 11.5% of all closings happened in the month of June, and increasing home sales this summer could show an improving housing market.
A recent Milwaukee Journal Sentinel analysis found the number of immigration arrests in Wisconsin has doubled since President Donald Trump's second term began. According to the analysis, the average number of ICE arrests in the state jumped from 37 per month to 85 per month. The analysis also found that the rate of people without criminal records being arrested in the state is 5 times higher compared to the end of President Joe Biden's term. That includes people who are accused of immigration violations, which are mostly civil offenses, not criminal offenses. Another round of pardons from Governor Tony Evers. 204 more pardons were granted by the Democratic governor on Friday, bringing his total to 1,640. Evers, who's not seeking a third term but still has more than a year in office, says the pardoned people have worked to build new lives for themselves, and he's glad they'll have the chance at a fresh start. A pardon is an official act of forgiveness that restores rights lost when someone is convicted of a felony, including the right to serve on a jury, hold public office, and hold certain professional licenses. WRCO's annual Walk with Grace radio auction starts today and runs through Friday. Every day from 10 until noon, listen and bid on the great items up for auction that will benefit Grace and the local cancer patients it supports, as well as to local health care and research. The first items up today from 10 to 10:30 include from Bell Art Studio, the Eagle, an 11 by 14.5 by half inch natural oil finish wall hanging that was hand scroll sawed from a piece of walnut. Pratt Funeral and Cremation donated 3 tickets to a Milwaukee Bucks regular season game with 20 games to pick from. The seats are in section 118, row 21. Team Kearsaders is giving you the choice of peach, apple, rhubarb, strawberry rhubarb, blueberry, mixed berry, pumpkin, pecan, coconut cream, banana cream, blueberry cream, cheese cream, dement, or lemon meringue pie from Richland Center Parks and Recreation. It's your chance to purchase a family pool pass to Woodman Aquatic Center for 2026 season and support Grace at the same time. And Inspired Innovation has donated a 60-minute massage, which includes stones and cupping. Today's from 10:30 to 11 segment includes Diane Nautigal's Blueberry Cheesecake. Philback Family of Dealerships has donated 2 Wisconsin Badger football tickets with parking pass for the game scheduled Thursday, August 28th at 8 against the Miami, Ohio Redhawks. The seats are on the 45-yard line. Electronic tickets will be sent to the winning bidder. Ron Bladel donated a woven wood reversible cutting board. Napa Auto and Truck Parts donated a Milwaukee Tool job site radio with 110 power cord. And J.J. Walsh Jewelers donated an 18-inch sterling silver necklace with pendant. The third segment from 11 to 11:30 will feature 10 9-hole rounds of golf from Quail Run, One of four $25 gift certificates from Christie's Sunnyside, a used Earthwise, the Clean Air Choice 16-foot manual steel style push mower donated by Joanne Amell, Millie Thede's handmade 18-inch Raggedy Ann and Andy, and a Heartland Christmas Tree Christmas package, which includes one Christmas tree from the lot, a 36-inch wreath, and 25-foot of garland. The final segment today from 11:30 to noon includes four Ultimate Experience passes to the House on the Rock, a kayak from Dairy Hardware, a 12x12 granite sports tile from Krause Monument, two dinner theater tickets for a December 7th noon show donated by the Baraboo Senior Citizens Organization, and an Oakwood Fruit Farm gift certificate for 3 dozen donuts. Two big items will also be available to bid on for the full 2 hours. They are a load of 3/4-inch gravel delivered within 25 miles from Randy Olson Trucking, and Philback Family of Dealerships donated 4 Green Bay Packer football tickets, good for Sunday, October 12th, against Cincinnati Bengals. The tickets are for row 52 in section 136, seats 21 through 24. Call WRCO to register and get a bidder number, then just tune in to 100.9 or the streaming at WRCO.com to get into the bidding war, and all for good cause. To get your bidder number, call 647-2111. The American Red Cross urges all donors to give blood or platelets now to keep the blood supply strong this summer. Type O blood products are most needed on hospital shelves, especially in the face of summer challenges that can quickly cause blood and platelet reserves to drop. Book a time to give or platelets by visiting redcrossblood.org, calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, or by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app. Two blood drives will be held today. One will be from 10 to 2 at the American Legion Post 115 in Elroy. The second will be held from 11:30 to 5:30 at South Elementary School in Reedsburg. A blood drive will also be held Thursday from 1 to 6 at St. Francis Xavier Catholic Church in Cross Plains.
Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your bird seed needs.
Today is Monday, July 28th. Irene R. Joyce, 89, of Richland Center, died Friday at home following a 5-year battle with congestive heart failure. A funeral mass will be held Thursday at noon at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Richland Center, with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church Thursday from 10 until the time of service at noon, with a rosary to be prayed at 9:30. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Mary's Catholic Church, the Parish Council of Catholic Women at St. Mary's, Walk with Grace, or a charity of one's choice. The Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Irene R. Joyce, 89, of Richland Center. Gail F. Spangler, 68, of Madison and formerly of Richland Center, died Tuesday at home following an illness. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center, with a final salute to be held prior to the funeral by the Richland Center Local Veterans Military Memorial Honors Unit. Burial will be in the Pleasant Ridge Cemetery, Bloom Township, where military graveside rites will be conducted by the Local Veterans Military Memorial Honors Unit. Friends may call at the Stafford Funeral Home Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to American Legion Post 13. Gail F. Spangler, 68, of Madison and formerly of Richland Center. Diana Lynn Elder, 69, of Richland Center, formerly of Muscadet and Blue River, died Thursday. The family will be holding a private service at a later time. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Diana Lynn Elder, 69, of Richland Center, formerly of Muscadet and Blue River. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Shaylin and Coy Isaacson had a daughter, Rory Ray.
For today, retirement, and every moment in between, doing what you love is an investment worth keeping. Capital Wealth Advisor Group knows this. We take a personalized approach to understand your life and your wealth, helping you plan for the short term, long term, or whatever your terms may be. Wealth care for you and your family. Capital Wealth Advisor Group, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
The Highland Mobile Food Pantry will be open today at 726 Main Street. This will be a drive-through pantry starting at 4 with no registration. Please clear your trunks for space for your groceries. And the Moral Lecture Series will host a free film screening tonight at 7 at the Guard Theater in Spring Green, celebrating fungi and the work of Dr. Merlin Sheldrake. Fungi, Web of Life examines how all life on Earth is connected by a great mystery we are only just beginning to unravel. Showers possible early this morning, otherwise sun developing by midday, turning hot and humid with a high of 93. ABC News at 8 on WRCO FM 100.9, Richland Center, Wisconsin, is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, helping you prepare for the expected and unexpected things in life. And by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump and European Union Commission President Ursula von der Leyen announcing a sweeping trade deal that raises tariffs on most European goods to 15%, warding off the president's 30% threat if a deal wasn't reached by August 1st. The president and British Prime Minister Keir Starmer are meeting right now in Scotland. An investigation underway after a stabbing spree in Traverse City, Michigan.
New video showing bystanders confronting the alleged suspect after police say he went on a random stabbing spree outside a Michigan Walmart Saturday.
I need units inside Walmart. I've got multiple victims.
At least 11 people between the ages of 29 and 84 years old were injured. Among them, a Walmart employee.
The suspect will be arraigned today on terrorism and assault charges, says ABC's